It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And she's definitely got the look again today. Good morning, Monica.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. You flew in here this morning?
I flew in here and I thought, you know what? It's going to be Maynard and me and you're in Appleton. And then all of a sudden, no Maynard and it's Paul Raymond.
That's right. I think you and Maynard did it last time.
Yep.
So I was out of the office and Maynard's out of the office. And so it's just Monica and I today. And,
I think it's amazing.
And yeah, you're finishing up your roll that you just picked up for us.
Oh, gosh, it was so tasty. Thank you again to the grocery store.
Yep, they do a good job over there in their bakery department, don't they, at Jubilee?
They see me a-coming, and I get so excited. I'm like, they're fresh, and they're soft, and they're sweet, and they're good. Yeah. Sorry about that. Maynard misses out on that today.
Yep. All right, then how's my coffee I made for you this morning?
My gosh, I haven't ever tasted that good of coffee. I guess the best coffee I've ever had is usually when I come here.
Oh, really? Good.
I know it's...
Well, I made it this morning. Maynard usually does
I know it sounds dumb, but it tastes like coffee.
Yep.
And sometimes I go places and it don't taste like coffee.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I don't go too many places.
Yep. Maynard likes it kind of thick, you know, he really puts the grounds in there, and I don't really like it too thick, so. But
well, I think it's good.
Yep. All right. Hey, you brought a lot of apparel and shoes into the studio
yes,
today.
Yes, we're filling up at Monica's Apparel and Accessories, but like I put on Facebook, I said, summer is not done yet.
That's right.
But fall is a-coming.
All right, yeah, we don't want to give up on summer yet.
We don't. And so that's why, what is Monica wearing?
Yeah, what's Monica wearing?
Monica put on a long sleeve knit, soft, cozy with pockets, dress slash tunic. I suppose I should call it a dress. You could wear it with leggings. If it was colder out, I'd put leggings on. But you know what? I got a little bit of sun on my legs. So I figured I'll just wear sandals and a dress.
Oh, there you go.
And then I throw on my favorite three-quarter sleeve cardigan, navy. It's like a blue navy.
Okay.
Not a real navy, but a blue, and it matches my floral dress that has navy, cranberry, mustard, green, cream.
Yep.
And, you know, I decided I want a dress kind of fallish, but yet I'm summerish. How's that?
That sounds good. Yeah.
And
You look summerish.
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 Okay. But that doesn't mean that by noon today, I'll be in something else.
Oh.
If I get hot.
Do you change outfits during the day?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you do?
Oh,
how
yeah.
many people do that, I wonder?
Not too many.
Okay.
I can, though, because I'm there, you know? It depends, you know? Like, yesterday, I had on a really cute three-quarter sleeve denim floral shirt and these pink denim-y jeans, and I was comfy with my pink rose gold cruisers like I brought in here.
Right.
But by noon, 1 o'clock, I'm like, oh, I'm hot. So I went into a sleeveless dress.
Yeah.
I just have to be comfortable, just like I'm ditching this cardigan now.
Yeah, it's a little warm in the office here.
Well,
anyway,
I get warm.
I think
talking.
That's a good question. I wonder how many people change their outfits during the day.
Not a lot, like you said. That's why we have to dress in layers.
Okay. Okay.
Paul, yep. And if we dress in layers, most of the time I'm in a sleeveless thing. It's different when I come here because, you know, I'm trying to promote
yep.
fall. And this long sleeve, it's comfortable and, you know,
yep.
I'll be comfortable in it. But I got a lot of stuff to do in my store. I got boxes of my Ariat cruisers that have come in and I have boxes of fall. And I don't usually open them until somebody says they need something and it's in that box. Then I gotta.
Mm-hmm. Now, so, you got the flower pattern on. You brought some other flower patterns
yes,
here.
Yes,
is that in?
Floral's huge.
Floral.
You know,
okay.
What they say is huge for fall doesn't always mean what we want to wear for
mm-hmm.
fall.
Mm-hmm.
So, just to keep that in mind, I don't go hog wild into the real trendy looks, but yet. You want to have a touch of all of that for the fashionistas out there. But, yeah, jumpsuits are still popular. Very hard to fit, jumpsuits are.
Okay.
Unless you get the right fabric and style and material and their right height and all that good stuff. So, yes, I'll have a few jumpsuits. But for fall, I really am embracing the floral, feels like a jammy top. Like I got in the mustard and that cranberry over there, V-neck. I believe that they're a three-quarter sleeve, I think, or long sleeve. They're one or the two. But all I can tell you is one of each have to go in my wardrobe because they're comfortable.
Yep.
And they're cute. You can wear them with denim friendly, or you can wear them with your khakis, or you can wear them with your deeper tone brown pant if you want. I mean, there's just so much options.
Yep. That's a really nice outfit here to the tan.
Isn't that?
Yep. And we put the jeans.
And we put that on Facebook so people can see it.
Right.
But the deal is layering is huge again. Vests are big. Cardigans are big. Just the whole layering look, and denim is big with embellishments. So, and you know, I do like embellishments. And this one, who'd have thunk?
Got to get a little closer to the mic there.
Who'd have thunk when I ordered this denim jean with the khaki floral in it, and it's cuffed, and the stitching is khaki to match it. See, I look at all these things, and it's got the little stretch. You know, so I look at all these things when I order it, but who would have thunk that I would order this really super cute cardigan from somewhere else, and it picks up the khaki and the cardigan in the jeans, and that's a win-win for me, and that makes a cute outfit. I took a picture of this when I was in Dawson. I had somebody take a picture of this by a brick wall, and it just popped. And I love this cardigan because it's got gray and tan. You can put your favorite ivory top underneath it. You could do the matchy-matchy and find, you know, I have like a more of a caramely top to go underneath it or gray. But most women have neutral colors. So this cardigan, I thought, is a must.
Mm-hmm.
And then I paired it up with a statement necklace that has gray, rose gold, and
That's ivory. Beautiful.
Isn't that so cute? It's just such a cute outfit. And then what else do we have to say about this outfit? It reminds me of... Yes, back to school. Yes, fall. And fair time.
Fair time's coming, yep.
You know, I just can't ever not forget going to the fair as I was growing up.
Yep.
We always wear our school clothes there. Our new school clothes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Although we have to be careful for our shoes.
Yeah.
I always wanted to wear my shoes.
Okay.
My new shoes.
All right. You grew up in Mineota, right?
Yeah. So we went to the Lyon County Fair in Marshall.
Yep.
But, it was just so much fun to go to the fair. So, you know, the thing of it is nostalgic day. Is that today? Because back in the day, we went to the fair, and that's still going strong.
Oh.
And aren't we blessed that
sure.
we are keeping our fairs going in these small towns so our children, grandchildren can embrace it.
That's right. Yep. Good. Yeah, the Swift County Fair going on in Appleton today and through Sunday. And of
I've been watching. You know, if I can't go to the fairs that are farther away, I look at them on Facebook, and I have a lot of customers that, we're going to the fair, Monica, or we're doing this. I think that's so fun, but I really try to always get in this fair in town here.
Talk about this handbag
you have to talk about
it's
this.
Awesome.
We can talk on and on about everything, but we only have so much time.
We got to open some freight sometime.
Oh, we got to do freight, too, just like the old times. Okay, so here's the scoop. This is a cargoed bag, and for all you teachers or parents of kids that are going off to college, backpacks are cool. Don't get me wrong. But the messenger bag is kind of taken over.
The messenger bag. And what does that mean?
So to explain it, looks like a briefcase.
Oh, okay.
So you can handle it like a briefcase. You can put your tablet in there. You can put your cell phone in there and your pens. It's kind of got organized in there.
Okay.
So I fell in love with that, A. B, there's zippers in there and padding for that tablet or computer. So that's what I love. It's geared to take care of your electronics. Fun pockets on the outside.
And you can either hold it with your hand, a handbag, or the shoulder,
Guys or gals can get this. You can hold it like this, or you can put the messenger strap. And I haven't talked about this enough.
That's what you call it, is a messenger strap?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so what I haven't talked about a lot is like people say, Monica, if people knew you had these, they wouldn't even last. So, yes.
So you just hook that up and throw it over your shoulder.
And you go, and I think I have a chocolate brown one left and a mocha one like this. Mm-hmm. And then it's made from repurposed tents, and I love it.
It's made from what?
Tents, the tent material, the repurposed.
Oh, is that what that company does?
Yeah, and the thing of it is, what is so glorious is it's tough and rough, mm-hmm. and it doesn't have a high price.
awesome.
And then
got to pick up one of them.
Yes. And then the Navy crossover bag right up there is your actual crossover bag that you'd wear to the fair or on travel. And there's a zipper compartment. And it's sturdy. Yep, sometimes you buy a purse and the zipper breaks right away.
Yep.
Or this isn't right.
Yep.
This is quality stuff. The olive one I had like that sold, and now I have the navy left. I also have the olive. It's like a backpack sling bag.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really popular too. And then the cell phone fits right up there. So all these kind of handy bags are great for teachers. They're great for mothers. They're great for, like me, to go to market, for travel. They're just so versatile. Everybody can use them. And I've been celebrating Christmas in July, and I am carrying it in to August because, you know what? We have so much stuff we have to do in the month of December. So I'm wrapping up a storm. If you know of somebody, this makes great Christmas gifts. Right. It's not too early.
Hey, can I unwrap the freight?
Please do, because I brought that with just thinking you might be here, but if you weren't here, then I'd have Maynard do it.
All right, I'm going to unwrap the freight. Let's see what's inside here. Whoa. What do we got here, Monica?
Your favorite look, tie-dye.
Tie-dye. Oh, I love it. You know, Woodstock is celebrating 50 years. That would be perfect to buy that.
So when I ordered this, of course it was back-ordered right away. Of course. My luck. But
it's so cute.
And it's knit. It's like New Jersey
color is that?
Knit. It's called rust, but it's like an orangey rust color.
Yep.
This, to me, screams fall.
Mm-hmm.
You could pair it up under this sweater. You could pair it up under a vest. You could put it under a denim. You could pair it under the navy cardigan. It's just cuter than heck.
Celebrating Woodstock 50 years. You'd love to want to wear that. That's her.
It's just so fun.
Love it.
And the reason I loved it so much is it's a knit, but it's got a sweatshirt base.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks just like how a crew neck sweatshirt would be, but it's tie-dyed just in the right areas. And I just thought it was
awesome.
Going to be fun. It's a win-win,
It's a win-win, yeah.
And it's cute. And it's orange.
Hook some jeans up with that, and that looks sharp.
Yeah, because I thought, you know, stuff that pops with denim, just look how cute that is.
Yep.
Isn't
awesome.
That just fun?
Awesome. All right, got a couple minutes.
Yeah, and guess what? We got more cruisers in. So last time I had the Distress Brown cruiser. Now I got in the Vintage Bomber, which is a dark brown, and it's got cushioning.
Oh, yeah.
And it's leather, and it's comfy, and it can go with any of these outfits. And I got the rose gold. If people think, oh, rose gold, I won't wear it. You wear it with everything. You wear it with your navy. You wear it with everything that you put on.
Now that pops.
That you don't think, if that ain't going to match, throw on the rose gold.
Right.
It's like a neutral. It looks good with everything.
All right. When are you open, Monica?
I am open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And please mark your calendars for that week of Friday, September 13th, 13th, 12th, 11th, and 10th is going to be my 12-year anniversary, God willing.
All right, and I think we broadcast live from your place.
Yes, we do.
Ooh, can't wait for
this year it's going to be much, 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 much different.
All right.
Because I've been kind of redoing stuff at Monica's, and we're going to have a lot of fun, give away a lot of items, and shop till we plop.
All right, shop till you what?
Plop.
Plop. That's a new one. I haven't heard you say that one. Thanks for coming.
Gotta have something new, Paul.
There we go. I love your slogans.
Embrace summer.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Monica. Always fun.
Thank you.
All right. That's Monica Bothan with Fashionista Friday.